What is going on, everybody? It's Deb back again with another piping hot episode of the Social Marketing Advice Podcast. Now, firstly, I owe you a massive shout out because last week was wilder than anything I've seen in a while when it comes to business, which is awesome. But I took that mini hiatus to also jazz up things over here at the podcast. And guess what? I've come back with an even more valuable structure to this podcast, and I hope you enjoy the change. Based on your feedback, I'm still going to be serving up all the fresh social media updates that you need to know about.
Yep.
But now I'll be featuring a new key segment to each episode where I dig deep into a specific marketing topic.
Good.
Plus, I'm going to be adding a spicy segment called The Terrible Truth. And this is going to be where I start sharing something you may not want to hear as a business owner, but it's something that you need to hear. So don't shoot the messenger, but I promise I have your best interests at heart and you will definitely learn from these episodes one at a time. So, on today's plate, we are going to be diving into the juicy world of paid ads. Have you ever wondered how many people are actually organically reaching your posts on platforms like Facebook and Instagram?
Yep.
Why should you be throwing money away at ad spend if you're not even sure if it's working?
I agree.
So be sure you stick around because I've got the inside scoop today. A quick little bit of backstory. I have been swimming in the social media sea for years now, and I've heard whispers. Whispers that say only about 5% of followers see posts organically. Now, I seriously felt like Sherlock Holmes trying to find out solid proof on this, but luckily for you, I've done my detective work, and here's the deal. It is for sure sinking. As of July 2023, an average organic Facebook post engagement rate is only 1.52%. Let me give you a quick example. Let's say on your Facebook page you have 500 followers. That's literally only about 8 people potentially engaging with your posts on average. Let me repeat. And I'm sorry, 8 people, that's a dinner party, not a successful business strategy. So here's a silver lining. At the end of the day, it's better than zero, right?
Yep.
But if anything, just remember that in the realm of social media nowadays, the game has changed. It is not a post and pray situation anymore. It is a pay to slay. So in case you don't believe little old me, did you know that social media advertising recently leapfrogged paid search, notching up 25% growth year after year?
Holy cow!
Yeah, that's literally 137 billion big ones. So while search was actually just a little bit under that at 135 billion. So you're probably now thinking, well, where should I actually put my money when it comes to targeted ads? So most of you initially would probably yell out Facebook or Instagram. And while that might be true, they're still the popular kids in school. So just remember that the popular spots online also have the longest queues, biggest rates, and competition. So just always be sure that you test the waters, but never expect miracles right away. Oh, and a really quick pro tip, every single ad campaign that you create should have a goal. It could be lead generation, for example, so you could run a Facebook ad to collect people's contact information or to sell tickets for an upcoming event. Another campaign goal could be for the goal of boosting exposure. You could do this by running a video or a fun piece of content just to keep your name and brand top of mind. Lastly, the goal should be to get engagement sometimes by just running a poll or pushing people to a fun quiz. In case you may not be sure what engagement actually means, I want you to just think about the likes, the shares, the comments, basically all the digital love you can get.
And those are
just three examples of different ad campaigns that you can run and those specific goals. But at the end of the day, you shouldn't just be running lead gen ads. You shouldn't just be running engagement ads. It really depends on your audience, what your, you know, overall success rate is, etc. So you really need to just take some time, test some things out, and see what works for you. Now, all fun aside, I wanted to bring up this real quick because this saying is super popular and it's relevant to something that I noticed the other day driving around town. Have you ever heard the saying, any press is good press? I literally had to bring this up because Morgan & Morgan injury attorneys are rocking that mantra right now with their, let me just call it, creative billboard marketing. Honestly, this thing is so wild, I'm half tempted just to call them to ask if this marketing tactic's working. But in case you haven't seen their billboards lately, it was geniusly designed to appear as though the billboard was vandalized with graffiti. Well, what might have happened since, might you ask? Well, it literally looks so convincing that this has broken the internet and gone viral. People are sharing these billboards everywhere. And so in case you may have been holding back on an out-of-the-box idea like this, now may be the perfect time to try it. Now, for those ambitious marketers out there, I wanted to share a quick rapid-fire list of platforms to consider running some paid ad campaigns on. Now, some of these are super generic. I'm sure you've heard of them. Others may be a little bit more side out of the box. But again, it depends on your industry, your audience, your budget, and your goals. So if anything, grab a quick sticky note and a pen to write these down so you can determine which platforms might be best for reaching your ideal audience. Are you ready?
Yep.
Here we go. Write down LinkedIn, Google, YouTube, Hulu, Roku, Apple TV, Netflix, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Pandora, and even a few community-based platforms like Reddit, Quora, or Nextdoor. Did you get that? If not, rewind real quick, replay it, and make sure you write those down because that list is really awesome. But again, you just need to tap into what's going to work for you best. It is time to stick on those safety goggles because it is time for the terrible truth. Now, have you ever watched The Field of Dreams, the whole if you build it, they will come spiel? Because, spoiler alert, that's a myth. Online, if you build it, you still have to shout about it from the digital rooftops. So even the best of businesses out there can vanish online without some strategic love. So you have to make friends with SEO, you have to stand out from the competition, and for goodness sake, be proactive about
it. What do you think I'm doing?
Let me paint just a quick picture for you. You might be out there as a hardworking small business owner. You might just be getting stuff off the ground and you have minimal funds to work with. And that's okay. We all have to start somewhere. Maybe you work endless nights trying to piece together your own website and somehow, some way you've figured it out. Congrats. Now, while you may not be super happy with it, if it works and it does what you need, then just rest easy and consider hiring a professional down the road once you have some income coming in. But let's just say a few weeks go by and you don't get any inquiries off that website.
Oh no!
Now let's fast forward a little bit more. And a few months go by and no inquiries come off of that.
Danger.
And you start getting super frustrated, maybe, dare I say, even to the point of just giving up altogether. Well, this, my friends, is called the Field of Dreams myth, meaning that just because you built it, that doesn't mean they'll come. So whether you've built a website, a product, a service, or even a piece of content like a video, successful marketing nowadays requires a strategic outreach plan. In reality, the online space is saturated with businesses just like yours. It's saturated with content creators, with innovators, with salespeople, all vying for that same attention. So without that strategic promotion, it's really even the most valuable offerings could go unnoticed. Now, let me break this down a little bit further for you. So first, I want to talk about actually getting discovered in today's digital age. And as you probably already know, search engines are the primary means of getting discovered online. However, they prioritize content and sites based on relevance, authority, and numerous other factors. So just building a website doesn't guarantee a top spot on search results.
For Pete's sake, come on!
SEO, which stands for search engine optimization, regular content updates, backlinks, and technical optimization are vital. So, real quick, I wanted to also chat about the role of competition because today every niche is crowded.
Yep.
And more than likely, several businesses nearby offer similar products or services to you right in your same area. And without distinct positioning and a strategic plan, even those superior products and services can get lost in the noise. Now, real quick, I want to talk about passivity versus proactivity. The build it and they'll come mentality is a totally passive mindset. So that's assuming that customers will do the work of finding you. While modern marketing requires total proactivity. And this means that you have to go where your potential customers are. You have to understand their needs and you have to offer tailored solutions. So if you haven't done those three things yet, those are going to be absolutely critical to staying above and in front of your potential customers. Now, I really also think it's very important to take a minute to consider what your customer journey and the critical touch points your customers are receiving from you. So in today's super complex buying ecosystem, customers may need multiple touch points before they're actually going to pick up the call or even just make a purchase. So this could range from first a customer might see an ad of yours, and then they might read a blog post, and then they'll get a recommendation from a friend, or they'll engage with a social media post. So it may take, you know, 3, 5, 12 times for a customer to actually engage with you in different ways before they're even willing to have a conversation with you.
What's happening?
So all those critical touch points and how they're being received by your customer are critical. Relying solely on the built product or service ignores this multifaceted journey, and you will not succeed to the caliber that you want to. Now, you've probably guessed it, these changing algorithms on social media will forever be a thing, and platforms like Google and Facebook frequently change their algorithms. So you have to assume that the website you built or a product or service, that will continuously attract traffic without adapting to these changes, and that is truthfully a recipe for stagnation. Now, I'm sure you already know about the value of marketing and the different channels when it comes to your business, but just building a product or service isn't enough. Businesses need to identify where their audience spends their time and target those channels, whether it's social, email, podcasts, webinars, YouTube, physical locations, whatever it might be for your audience. And building those relationships can be even more important, because merely having a great product or service doesn't grow and foster those relationships with your customers. Active marketing and engagement does. So these relationships, when grown in the right way, can lead to stronger brand loyalty, repeat business, and tons of referrals, which, let's be honest, those are all things that you need and deserve.
Heck yeah!
Just to wrap things up for today's episode, I wanted to share some of the fresh, hot, off-the-press social media updates for you. First, TikTok now has released text posts. It's kind of similar to Instagram stories, but, you know, it's a little bit TikTokier. That's the only way I can describe it. For sure, go check it out on your own, especially if you're into sharing little bite-sized text posts, motivational quotes, whatever it might be. This will be a great feature for you. Second is Threads has reportedly lost half of its users already. If I could gasp without sounding ridiculous, I would do so. But, you know, truthfully, when a new app or platform comes about, it's pretty normal to see a pretty quick reduction in users. That's normal. Threads is continuously going to be updating it with new features and things, so I don't want to count it out by any means. I definitely think it's still reliable. I definitely think that there's a lot of potential. So if you haven't gotten a Threads profile, I would still take the time to do it. It's ridiculously easy. Now, number three on the list is going to be talking about X, formerly known as Twitter. They are supposedly still rocking the charts even after the Twitter makeover. So you guys have probably already seen the icon started to change from the ever-known bird to now the X symbol. So supposedly what their data team is saying, they're still doing really, really well with incoming users and consistent usability on the platform. But, you know, we'll see as time goes on. Fourth is quickly talking about Instagram, because Instagram is actually testing the AI options. The first thing they're doing is doing sticker creation based on AI technology. So nothing's official yet, but they're definitely working on it now. So it's something to keep out an eye on. Next is a little bit talking about Meta. Meta is also getting into the AI game, but they are working on a chatbot. So I'm not sure of the exact features, what this will encompass, but definitely, again, something to keep your eye on, especially because it's Meta. So I'm sure it will be pretty worth your time to test out once it's released. Last but not least, YouTube is adding some glitzy new tools for your shorts. So if you are currently creating shorts or you are wanting to create shorts on YouTube in the future, they're adding some really cool tools to amplify your video marketing on their platform. Now, I don't know about you, but today was a lot of information, and I want to hear from you. I want to hear if you learned something from today, if you enjoyed the new structure, and or even if you just smirked during this episode once. I hope you hit that subscribe button and share the love with me. Also, for those of you that might be sitting on the fence about upping their marketing game, just slide into my messages, shoot me an email, visit my website at social socialmarketingadvice.com. Let's just have a conversation. Through this podcast, I've luckily had the opportunity to catch up with numerous people I've gotten the opportunity to work with in the past. I've gotten in front of and gotten the opportunity to meet new potential customers and bring some new clients on. So I hope you enjoyed what I've been putting together so far. Every single Friday, I will be putting out a new podcast episode, so be sure to stay tuned for that. But last but not least, just before we part, I wanted to share a little bit of a wisdom nugget from one of my favorite gurus, Simon Sinek. He stated that people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. So if anything, chew on that until next time, my friends, and I'll see you on the next one.